The last helicopter that we lost here in the squadron was the one that General Chips was in. You may have heard about the crash that General Chips was in. That was one of our two of our pilots here. Everybody got out of the crash except for one crew chief that was killed, and they think he didn't have his seatbelt on, so he was probably thrown from the helicopter. But everybody else got out of that one. That was the last one we lost. The one right before that was the one that the crash that I was in. So we have been real fortunate as a squadron. We haven't even taken any hits in the helicopters in a good while. So we feel real fortunate that we are so lucky to not have lost any helicopters in such a long period of time like we have. You may hear something in the news about the action down around Thong Duc, which is down around Da Nang. We have been doing a lot of flying down around Da Nang and out around Thong Duc. Been a lot of contact out around Thong Duc, so we're moving a lot more troops in to Thong Duc. You may hear of contact around An Hoa. An Hoa is a little station down outside of Da Nang, about 15 miles. It's a little supply base there where we haul resupplies out of there to troopers out in the field. So if you hear anything on from An Hoa or Thong Duc, well, you'll know we're out around there. It's I guess Kay's in Friona about right now. She should be there tomorrow. But by the time you get this tape, I guess she'll already be home. But I do hope that she did get to come on to Friona. She was real upset because she didn't get to come to Friona on the 18th and 19th. She was pretty well upset because of the flight was full. Now, she said she felt like she was a lot more upset than y'all were that she didn't get to come, but I'm sure it all worked out. She got to come to Friona this last weekend. I was real glad to hear from Carrie and Lucy and Miss Brown. Tell Miss Brown we get a lot of licks on the chin, but that's no reason to let the chin fall, so I still got my chin up. And I was glad to hear from Miss Adams and Billy Joe. And let me know how Gary and Gail are doing. Also, I was glad to hear from Pat Ford and Janet. Got real tickled listening to Granny giggling. So, Granny, could you giggle for me again? I guess I kind of said the wrong thing whenever I said I'd like to adopt some kids. And noticed in that last tape, both Janet and Clyde told me they had some kids up for adoption if I wanted them. So I must have said the wrong thing when I said that I'd like to adopt some kids. I did get your $100, and I took it over today and got it cashed. So I'll see what I can buy you in Hong Kong with your money. It's 2 weeks from yesterday that we'll be going to Hong Kong. I think I told you in one of my letters that they had cut back on the number that we're going to get to go to Hong Kong. But they are back up to two people each day, which amounts to four people a week because we send two on Monday and two on Thursday. I was real glad to see them move that back up because the other way, it would just it meant that I would have to go by myself, but as it is now, looks like Dennis will be going with me on the 7th, so Dennis Darnell, so we're really looking forward to getting away from here for a couple of days. I'm real pleased with my camera. I took it with me yesterday when we went up to Quang Tri and out to Vandegrift and Kaesan. I took some pictures out there. So as soon as I get those back, well, I'll send them to you. I think I also got a picture of Camp Carroll, which you may have heard about, or Cam Low, which is a little city that the servicemen have built out there for the Vietnamese people that were homeless during that Kaesan incident. also got a picture of the rock pile, which you've probably heard some about in the past. Well, I imagine you probably do have somewhat to say to me left. I was glad the tape did run out whenever it did, because I'm afraid you might get pretty wound up before you finished up with me. But, Mother, I don't blame you. I give you a pretty rough time usually, so you just go ahead and say whatever you want to, and I'll take it on the chin. I know I deserve it. You were wondering about the money change, and I got mixed up here on my nose, so I'll start again. We got some new MPC, which is military payment currency. I guess we had been losing a lot of MPC out into the villages, or some way on the black market. I don't know how it worked. Anyway, we had to turn all of our MPC in the other day, and they issued us new MPC. So we have some new MPC, and I'll send you some 5 or 10 cent pieces here. They're in paper form, just like the other MPC was. I guess I'll take my MPC and trade it for greenbacks whenever I leave here for Hong Kong. Whenever I get over to Hong Kong, we'll have to go to one of the Bank of America over there and change it for Hong Kong money. I think the exchange rate in Hong Kong is 6 to 1, so $1 in American is 6 Hong Kong dollars. I don't guess I'll send in any money for the American Oil Club. I just like to drop it this year because I don't have any need for an American Oil Club card. I'm going to try to pick up a lot of Christmas presents in Hong Kong, and I'm going to send them to Friona. And what I'd like for you to do is take these and keep them. And before you pick them up at the post office, we'll check them all out and make sure there's none of this stuff is broke and it's all in good shape before you accept it, because it will be insured. If it is broken, well, you can collect on it there. And I'll write you and tell you what I want to be given to each person for Christmas, and you can wrap it up and keep it till Christmas and give it to them for Christmas. I hope that you can keep it a surprise. I realize it's going to be real difficult for you to keep it a surprise, but I hope that you will keep it a surprise until Christmas. If there are any damages, well, the insurance will pay for them. I want you to be sure and tell DC and Margie hello for me. I'm sorry that I haven't gotten to write them. Also, I'd like to hear how Carolyn and David are doing, and possibly their new address. Well, it looks like the tape's about to run out, and I want all of you to know that I love you, and I'm thinking about you a lot. And just let me hear from you in the future, and I'm enjoying your packages, so I'm about to get filled up here on all the goodies. So I guess you can slow down a little bit if you want. I realize you can probably take a break.